The world is too much with us. The world is too much with us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. This sea that bears her bosom to the moon, the winds that will be howling at all hours and are upgathered now like sleeping flowers, for this, for everything, we're out of tune. It moves us not. Great God, I'd rather be a pagan suckled in a creed outworn, so might I, standing on this pleasant lee, have glimpses that would make me less forlorn, have sight of Proteus coming from the sea, or hear old Triton blow his wreathed horn.
I am. I am. Yet what I am none cares or knows. My friends forsake me like a memory lost. I am the self-consumer of my woes. They rise and vanish in oblivious host, like shades in love's and death's oblivion lost. And yet I am. And live with shadows tossed into the nothingness of scorn and noise, into the living sea of waking dreams, where there is neither sense of life nor joys, but the vast shipwreck of my life's esteems. And e'en the dearest that I loved the best are strange, nay, rather stranger than the rest. I long for scenes where man has never trod, a place where woman never smiled or wept, there to abide with my Creator, God, and sleep as I in childhood sweetly slept, untroubling and untroubled where I lie, the grass below, above, the vaulted sky.
A dead statesman. I could not dig. I dared not rob. Therefore I lied to please the mob. Now all my lies are proved untrue, and I must face the men I slew. What tale shall serve me here among mine angry and defrauded young?
Handbag. My mother's old leather handbag. Crowded with letters she carried all through the war. The smell of my mother's handbag, mint and lipstick and coatie powder. The look of those letters, softened and worn at the edges, opened, read and refolded so often. Letters from my father. Odour of leather and powder, which ever since then has meant womanliness. And love, and anguish, and war.
I am becoming my mother. Yellow-brown woman, fingers smelling always of onions. My mother raises rare blooms and waters them with tea. Her birth waters sang like rivers. My mother is now me. My mother had a linen dress the color of the sky and stored lace and damask tablecloths to pull shame out of her eye. I am becoming my mother. Brown yellow woman, fingers smelling always of onions.
Aunt Jennifer's tigers. Aunt Jennifer's tigers prance across a screen, bright topaz denizens of a world of green. They do not fear the men beneath the tree. They pace in sleek chivalric certainty. Aunt Jennifer's fingers, fluttering through her wool, find even the ivory needle hard to pull. The massive weight of Uncle's wedding band sits heavily upon Aunt Jennifer's hand. When Aunt is dead, her terrified hands will lie still ringed with ordeals she was mastered by. The tigers in the panel that she made will go on prancing, proud and unafraid.
The leader. I want to be the leader. I want to be the leader. Can I be the leader? Can I? I can. Promise? Promise? Yippee! I'm the leader! I'm the leader! OK. What should we do?
To someone who insisted I look up someone. I rang them up while touring Timbuktu, those bosom chums to whom you're known as who?
This is just to say. This is just to say I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious. So sweet and so cold.
Teeth. English teeth, English teeth, shining in the sun. A part of British heritage, I each and every one. English teeth, happy teeth, always having fun. Clamping down on bits of fish and sausages half done. English teeth, heroes' teeth, hear them click and clack. Let's sing a song of praise to them. Three cheers! For the brown, grey and black.
A song for England. Anna sodi rain a fall. Anna sodi snow a rain. Anna sodi fog a fall. Anna sodi sun a feel. Anna sodi seasons mix. Anna sodi bag a tricks. But a so me understand the misery of the Englishman.
Lady Rogue Singleton. Come, wed me, Lady Singleton, and we will have a baby soon. And we will live in Edmonton, where all the friendly people run. I could never make you happy, darling, or give you the baby you want. I would always very much rather, dear, live in a tent. I'm not a cold woman, Henry. But I do not feel for you what I feel for the elephants and the miasmas and the general view.
Thanks forever. Look at those empty ships floating north between south running ice, like big tulips in the narrows under the Verrazano towards the city harbour. I'm parked here, out of work all year. No hurry now, and sleep badly. But I'm self-employed. My new job's to wave them in. Hello, freighter. Hello, tanker. Welcome. Welcome to New York.
The emigrant Irish. Like oil lamps, we put them out the back. Of our houses, of our minds. We had lights better than, newer than, and then a time came, this time, and now we need them, their dread makeshift example. They would have thrived on our necessities. What they survived, we could not even live. By their lights now, it is time to imagine how they stood there, what they stood with, that their possessions may become our power. Cardboard, iron, their hardships parceled in them. Patience, fortitude, long-suffering in the bruise-coloured dusk of the new world. And all the old songs, and nothing to lose.
Goodbye. He breathed in air. He breathed out light. Charlie Parker was my delight.
The Boundary Commission. You remember that village where the border ran down the middle of the street with the butcher and baker in different states? Today he remarked how a shower of rain had stopped so cleanly across Golightly's lane it might have been a wall of glass that had toppled over. He stood there for ages to wonder which side, if any, he should be on.
The Coming of Grendel from Beowulf. Now from the marshlands, under the mist mountains, came Grendel prowling, branded with God's ire. This murderous monster was minded to entrap some hapless human in that high hall. On he came under the clouds until clearly he could see the great golden feasting place, glimmering wine hall of men. Not his first raid was this on the home place of Hrothgar. Never before, though, and never afterward, did he encounter hardier defenders of a hall.
Sometimes. Sometimes things don't go, after all, from bad to worse. Some years muscadel faces down frost, green thrives, the crops don't fail. Sometimes a man aims high and all goes well. A people sometimes will step back from war, elect an honest man, decide they care enough that they can't leave some stranger poor. Some men become what they were born for. Sometimes our best efforts do not go amiss. Sometimes we do as we meant to. The sun will sometimes melt a field of sorrow that seemed hard frozen. May it happen for you.
Benediction. Thanks to the ear that someone may hear. Thanks to seeing that someone may see. Thanks to feeling that someone may feel. Thanks to touch, that one may be touched. Thanks to flowering of white moon and spreading shawl of black night, holding villages and cities together.